Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak is hit by the pitch. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Galatzer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knickerbocker out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-0 in the game. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Peete moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Peete scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Galatzer. Washington reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Galatzer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Galatzer. Washington scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vosmick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peete takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Gallatzer. Washington reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Berger moves to second. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Eddie Phillips. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weingartner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peete hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallatzer, who is chasing the ball. Peete reaches third base with a triple. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Gallatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Abright pinch hits for Milt Galatzer. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.